Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange. Even people with a great idea for a new business and the determination to see it through can use a little help getting started. The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics collects the numbers, and those show that only a quarter of new businesses make it to their 15th birthday. That's why there are so many entities like the Small Business Administration to help them in the early days. We'll visit with another one of those entities now. It goes by the name SCORE, which started as an acronym for Service Corps of Retired Executives. Two of the Rogue Valley SCORE mentors join us in the studio. Don Blazer, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you.
And Bruce Kelling, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you both here. SCORE is a national entity. How did it get started? Who's got the background story on that, Bruce?
I love this story. It came out of the Kennedy administration when the question was asked, think what you can do for your country versus what your country's going to do for you. And out of that came the Peace Corps, the Job Corps, VISTA, and then for the others, SCORE. So these corps date back to 1964. So they've been around for a long time.
And how long a chapter serving Southern Oregon?
That's a tough question. We've kind of had a hit and miss to a certain extent in this part of the state. About 10 years ago, there was a very active chapter here. About 3 years ago, I joined SCORE, and I was the only SCORE member. And I asked around, and it's still not clear to me what happened, but they disappeared. But it's a volunteer organization, and volunteers sometimes come and go.
What appealed to you about SCORE? If you were the guy who came in alone, it sounds like there wasn't anybody whispering in your ear that you should do it. So what made you decide to go for it?
I don't even remember when I first heard about SCORE. I've known about SCORE, it seems, most of my business career. I remember one time, and here's the irony of this story. One time I was on a board of directors and the company was having some problems. And I said, why don't you ask SCORE to come in? And so they invited SCORE in, and a couple of SCORE mentors came in there, and they really loved what they did. And the guy that the director of our company, the CEO, I said, how'd it go? He said, well, this guy shows up, he's in his 80s, and I'm thinking, what the heck? But they did a wonderful job. And I just thought it was a great thing for me to do, and I love it.
And so, Don Blazer, what got you into it?
I can speak to that. Yeah. You know, it was true. SCORE was in our valley. It would have been 10 years ago. They're pretty active in Medford, and they're very well known. They're retired business guys, so it was kind of a resource. Well, they've disappeared. So I had a son-in-law come to me years and years ago and said, hey, I want to start a landscape business. And I said, okay, well, go to Chamber of Commerce or go to So Ready and ask for someone from SCORE. They're going to help you put a business plan together and blah, blah, blah. Well, he says, there is no SCORE. And I said, what? They're not there? Said, no. And so I helped him. I tried to talk him out of starting the business. It was 08. I said, go get a job as a manager somewhere because this economy is terrible. And it's a good thing he never listened to me. But I did help him start his business. And I thought, gee, this is really sad because there's people out there with great ideas that are passionate about things, and there's no one to help them get going. And in my case, I've had mentors my whole life, and that's helped me tremendously. So it's something that I want to do as I retire. I'm not retired yet, but I'm getting close. Mm-hmm.
Don Blazer and Bruce Kelling are guests on the Jefferson Exchange. They are both mentors with SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, with a Central Oregon branch that extends to the Rogue Valley as well. If you have questions or comments, we are live. We can take those via email to jx@jeffnet.org. So, Don, you mentioned you had help through your career.
Yes.
What kind of work have you done?
Believe it or not, I started in Ashland at a manufacturing company. As a young guy, and ended up running it. I was 25, and we made dental equipment. And some of the people out there may have worked for us. I don't know. We ended up with 70 employees at the time and then got bought out and dismantled. But my entire career, I've been able to have older guys come along and help me. In our area, we're filled with talent. It was just filled with talent. And I had a guy by the name of Howard Evans, who's long since passed away, that worked for Garrett Air Research, came and had all us young guys organized and helped us. I'll never forget that. Then I had a great father-in-law who was a great mentor, and I've always tried to glean from people that have done things before for their advice and going through that.
Now, how about you, Bruce? Have you had people like that give you the guardrails and the assistance?
Oh, my gosh. This is so funny because one of my first bosses ever, and I was in my 20s, and we didn't hit it off. We really did not even get along. Well, he turned out to be a lifelong mentor, and I gave the eulogy at his memorial. But mentoring is, let me just backtrack a little bit. When you start a company, there's several things that you're going to need. You're going to need an attorney one way or another. You're going to need a CPA. You need somebody to help you with taxes. You're going to need an insurance agent. You're going to need a banker, and you're going to need a mentor some way or another. So
yeah.
So that's on the list. You got to have one of those. Okay. So what do you do then? I mean, talk about the kinds of assistance you give as a mentor.
Usually, people come to us because they are starting a company. Although, let me just kind of digress just a little bit. What we're getting a lot of now are people coming to us who have companies. They're in operation, but the world has changed out from under them, with the digital world being our way of life today. And so we get a lot of people who come to us saying, how do I react to the marketplace today? How do I change my business to adapt? A lot of times it's people just get an idea. A lot of them are in the startup. They start and they run into a wall. So.
And we encourage them sometimes to keep their day jobs while they're starting these businesses.
Well, so to that point, though, about technology, and particularly with things like advertising a business, that has changed so drastically and has upset several other industries, broadcasting and newspapers among them. Is the expertise level deep enough among the mentors to be able to give qualified advice there?
Most of us come into this, we might come in with a certain experience. But what I've found is whatever business we had experience in, if it's 2 days old, it's out of date. And so it's a matter of learning. And SCORE has got some of the most fantastic facilities we have. Oh, we have a lot of webinars. We bring in a lot of experts to keep our mentors up to date. So I feel we're as well-versed as anybody on tech.
And then we've got access to mentors all across the United States.
So you can get mentored by other mentors.
Yes, yeah.
And so talk about the process then. If somebody seeks out SCORE, you mentioned with your son-in-law saying, go to the chamber and get hooked up with a
right. Well, Bruce, you want to tell them how they go to the website?
Yeah, it is the simplest thing in the world. There's one website, score.org, not too hard to remember, SCORE.org. And there's two things you can ask for. You can say, I want a mentor or I want a volunteer.
And we need volunteers.
And if you say you want a mentor, it'll ask a few basic questions, and it goes to what we call a client intake person who's in Bend, and they'll try to match up a mentor that has experience along those lines or is geographically close. That's it. It is so simple. It's unbelievable.
And then is there any charge for the service?
No charge.
Mm-hmm. No. All volunteer.
There's several people ask me about SCORE. I say, well, here's what you have to remember about us. One, we have a lot of experienced people. That's good. Number two, there's no charge for our service. Number three, everything is private and confidential. And number four, there's no practical limit on the amount of time we'll spend with you, the duration or whatever. That's all you have to know. I mean, that's pretty simple.
And the other thing that's helpful in the Valley is we've got a lot of contacts. Having lived here and worked here a lot of years, it's like there's just no substitute for relationships and contacts, whether it's banking or whatever it is.
We were talking to a couple of mentors from SCORE, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, which you heard the history if you were here at the beginning. It's a Kennedy-era thing, like the Peace Corps. And we're hearing from a couple of the Rogue Valley mentors, Don Blazer and Bruce Kelling, in the studio with me. We can take your emails if you have questions or comments to jx@jeffnet.org. And maybe you have an experience to share as well. Just jot that down and send it off to jx@jeffnet.org. So a little bit of time matching up. How long does it take to get? I mean, you don't have too many people in the Rogue Valley right now, or do you?
Well, 3 years ago or 2 years ago, we had one.
Mm-hmm. There he is.
Today we have 14.
14, wow.
Yeah, we're doing this time around, I think the chapter that was here before really wasn't a chapter. It was an extension of the Eugene chapter. So we're building a structure here, a structured environment, so that we'll have backup people, and we don't plan to go away. It's just, there's just too much going on here.
And what do you get out of it? I mean, I mean, obviously, you get to give back something of what you got in your own career, but talk about just the, I don't know, is there some warm, fuzzy feeling you get inside?
Yeah, well, the big thing is, number one, you mentioned it, give back. The number one thing for all of us, what I look for when I interview a mentor is compassion. You have to be a person who wants to help other people. In my case in particular, number one, I love helping people, so that's good. But the other thing that's maybe as important or very close is this whole concept of lifelong learning. Every time I have a new client, I'm going to learn a new industry, something about that client. I'm going to have to get up to date on what the problems that person is facing. So it's just lifelong learning. And the other is I get a chance to meet so many interesting people, the other mentors and the people we work with. And the fact that we're here at NPR today, it's we're becoming part of the community. For me, that's really important.
You sound like an ad for Ollie. Do you also do Ollie programs?
Actually, Ollie invited us to do a series on Ollie.
Okay. Osher Lifelong Learning. Yeah. Yeah, with the lifelong learning part, you really goes ringing through. So are you doing an Ollie session coming up?
Well, he prepared for one.
Yeah, I did it. I put together five sessions and worked with the Ollie people and everything, and it was scheduled for the spring session, and no one signed up for it.
Oh.
And so I talked to Ollie about it. Because they had actually invited us to do it. And they said, no, you know, we made a mistake with the timing. Spring is no time to be talking, bringing people indoor to sit and listen and talk about business. Let's run it again this winter. So we'll probably run it this winter.
And then for you, Don Blazer, what do you get from
what do I get out of it? Yeah. I really enjoy the relationships. Our lives, in my opinion, our lives are about relationships, whatever we're venturing into. And I enjoy that part of it immensely. And I enjoy being able to give back to this community that has helped me out so much. And so it's sort of one of my purposes in life. I've thought about it. And I really enjoy helping people get started and succeeding. There's a great reward internally for that.
Is there a particular kind of industry, size of business that tend to gravitate towards SCORE more than any others?
You know, if you don't mind me just taking a second, I don't have any prepared remarks, of course, because I didn't know what you were going to ask me.
You have two pieces of paper in your hand. Those look like prepared remarks.
I did this because I listed the types of companies that I've been working with. And I'll just run through. If I ran through the whole thing, I'd drive everybody crazy, but fine pastries, keto food products, portrait artists, restaurants, construction companies, house cleaning groups, forest bathing, yoga, women's nutrition, Western hats and fine luggage, management marketing consulting, furniture. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Digital book publishing, psychologists. One of my favorite clients is a psychologist, therapist. Huh. A fishing guide, insurance agency, organic farming, health coaching. Yeah, the list goes on and on and on.
And nonprofits as well.
And across all of those then, Bruce, what's the most common thing you get asked to do? What's the most common bit of advice they request of you?
The biggest thing they need, there are two things they need. They need direction and they need encouragement. Starting a small business is a very difficult thing, and there's a lot of obstacles. I always joke that if you're in business at the end of the day, you dodge the bullet again. And so encouragement to just keep going. We spend a lot of time as cheerleaders.
Yep, that's true.
You mentioned being able to have other mentors to seek across the country, but I mean, businesses are quite a bit different now from what they were 15 years ago. So this is, and since you're still working, it sounds like, Don, you've had to roll with the punches quite a bit.
Yes, I do. One of the things I found, and Bruce and I talked about it, is this technology's changed everything. And you were mentioning, well, you need a CPA and you need an attorney eventually. But really, it's the tech person now is kind of driving the train in a lot of cases. And that's something we're having to learn in the process.
Yeah, that's.
And I still have to do it, learn it.
I actually missed that on my list of people that you need an IT person of some kind, digital media, because you definitely need a website, you need a web presence, you need social media presence.
So if people want to volunteer, and it's at score.org, and it's linked at our website, jeffexchange.org.
Love to have more volunteers.
What do they get training?
They do. Mm-hmm. They do. It's actually kind of a rigorous process because it is a fairly elite core of people we try to put together. And so we go through a kind of a screening. vetting process, and then there's quite a few online courses, and then we go through a co-mentoring process. You have to do two co-mentoring. When I joined, it was actually a little more rigorous. You had to do co-mentoring, and then you did one mentoring that you were observed.
Okay.
That seems to have been dropped.
All right, so a good bit of training if somebody wants to get into this. Score.org and linked at our website, jeffexchange.org. Bruce Kelling and Don Blazer, Score Mentors. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is the Jefferson Exchange.